It's the inside track. We're heading down the south end here of the Quincy Raceway's Mall Car Show, and we caught up with UMP Modified driver Dave Weedholder. Dave, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, just glad to see everybody come out to the Mall Show this weekend.
I'll tell you what, it's been a good turnout. A lot of cars here for the show, a lot of people here looking at them. I've seen a lot of racers here that maybe don't have cars in here. I've seen a lot of racers here today.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that normally in the mall that's not in here this year, and we got, it looks like to me it's a full house, so it's a good turnout. Glad to see it, and I hope Quincy's got a bunch of cars. Hope they run B mains in all the classes this year.
That's right. Well, I tell you, I've been asking a lot of people how last season went and what their plan is this year, but you're one of the few guys that this year's already started.
Yeah, we took a trip down to Florida, got our feet wet, per se, I guess, anyway. So, yeah, took a little vacation, went racing. So,
how'd everything go down there?
Well, you know how it is, ups and downs. Yeah, we had the first few nights were a little rough, but, yeah, we had a good time and had some good races. But
I'll tell you, the competition level down there in Volusia County is just I don't know if there's any place any tougher.
Yeah, you got, of course, you got a few of your NASCAR guys and NASCAR-funded guys, but, yeah, there's a lot of good teams and a lot of good cars down there.
It amazes me, the guys that are fast down there, that they're tremendous racers. I've never heard of them. I mean, it's just, there's guys from all over that show up down there, and they're tough.
Yeah, you got people from, like you said, I think there was a guy from Canada down there, but and he was tough. You know, it just all them guys. Michael was down there. He had a good week, and it's like I say, the competition is really good, and most of the guys are pretty good to race against.
Tell us about your car you're running this year. Is it the same car you ran last year, new one, or any major changes?
No, I still got it's an 11 Shaw, 2011 Shaw, and basically same car we were running last year. Changed the paint scheme up just a little bit, but overall it's the same car.
What do you got planned for this season?
Racing wherever I can go with the fuel cost and keeping that in mind and stuff. So
you can imagine, I think this is 21st interview I've done today, and I don't know how many, awful lot of them, when I go back and listen, that cost of gas gets mentioned.
Yeah, I hate to think we was, it raised like 30 cents on the way, on the 2 weeks we was in Florida, so I'm worried about what it's going to do this summer.
Who do you have help you as far as pit crew?
Kevin Reese, he comes over and helps a lot. My wife does a lot, and Angie Sapp and Kurt Steffens, they all help out quite a bit, and Joe Hooper and Brian Hainer help out quite a bit this year, and all the help's greatly appreciated. And my wife done all the stickers, and she likes doing it, but she puts plenty of time in, I know that, so, and always makes a good-looking car. So
she does a great job on the car. I'll tell you what, she makes pretty good cookies, too. I remember them cookies I had down Moberly. Those are good cookies.
Yeah, don't tell everybody.
Don't tell everybody. She did make those, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, those were good. Matter of fact, I went back for some more.
Yeah, I don't want everybody to know. I'll be coming over and stealing my cookies.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this year?
I got a pretty good list. I got Tim's Machine Shop, Green Smart Builders, Griffith Salvage, Interstate Batteries, This Chick's Graphics, which is my wife, of course, Rock Solid Hunting Preserve, Outdoor Power, Pepsi, KZZK, Hard Times 2 in Camp Point, Zep, JL Scrap Metals. He come down to Florida and helped out there and give me some advice on what he thought the car was doing.
Jerry's a good guy.
Jerry Lively's helped out quite a bit. Yep. I got CMC Distributing, Louisiana, Missouri. A1 Performance Warehouse out of Monmouth, Illinois. That's Rod Smith, and he helps out quite a bit, and he's a pretty good guy. Got SJ Smith, Collision Solutions, Larry Shaw Race Cars, and Luxair Heating and Air Conditioning, which is TFR Hart and Quincy. They help out too, so everything helps.
A good list of sponsors, but I know it'd be hard to do it without them.
Yes, yeah, like I say, times are getting tougher, it seems like, all over, so every little bit helps, and hopefully we can have a good year and get a car in the winner's circle.
Dave Weedholder, thanks for talking with us. Always great to talk with you, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Hopefully we'll be talking to you a lot this year.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right, thanks.